Justin Barsha, Dallas. Okay, super. Did you quad? You quadded? You're quad god?
Quad god. Yeah, I was the first one to do it in my LCQ.
So you have a huge lead in the LCQ. You have everything on the line. Like if you make a mistake and you decide to quad.
But that's when you're on the money, because it's like you're hitting your timing good, and like I was hitting stuff clean, and I sized it up like on lap four or something, and then hit it in the next lap, and I was like, that was sick. And I didn't hit it anymore. I was like, I'll save it for the main, and then I was coming through traffic the whole race. So.
I want to watch some tape of that, because Webb did it once too in the main, and then I heard that you did it before.
It was big, but it was not like dangerous really, because the landing was quite small, but it's pretty cool.
First turn, you had to go to the LCQ. First turn, you got shoveled around, bounced off, and then that was it for the race, really, right from there?
Yeah, had to go for it on the main event, and had a really good start and swung around outside, and just one guy on the inside tapped me, and I went into the hay bales. So.
I think it was Hill.
Probably. He was riding great today.
So from there, on a track where everyone's kind of doing everything, you should have pulled the quad out, bro.
Should have pulled the quad out, but I don't know what I
it's easy up in the press box.
Yeah, it's easy up in the press box, for sure. But yeah, no, I'm riding really well, and the bike's really good. Just need the things to kind of come together a little bit, because I came from last to, I don't know. What I finished? What I
ninth?
What I finish?
What did Barsha finish, Troopy?
Seventh.
Oh, good job.
Yeah. So, and I was closing in on Sealy last lap, really close. So it was like, last place, seventh in this stacked field's not bad, but I'm not gonna win or get on the podium with the last place start.
That's one of the questions I have for you. Is like, where'd the starts go? Like, honestly, I haven't seen. Well, San Diego was good, but then we had an issue.
Yeah, I don't know. My main event start was almost. It was good. It was just I was on the outside. So, they're getting better, and I don't know. Just need to. Yeah, it's like a little cloud's been falling on us kind of lately. It's so we need to. Yeah, just keep on.
Bowers incident wasn't good, but I really loved your dismount, your jump onto the tough block and just walk off. That was strong dismount.
Yeah, it was a fantastic dismount. I've never that was a pretty hard hit to the body, and it just blew the bike up underneath me, and then my bike went right to the concrete, so it was destroyed, unfortunately. And I haven't done LCQ in a while, so that was fun.
Was there anything before that I missed, or was this Vegas Supercross revenge?
That's what I hear. That's what I've been hearing. So
there wasn't anything before?
No, okay. No. I don't know. Man, it's like I thought it was past us, and like it's like let's just be grown ups and move on from this. But maybe now that he like really T-boned me as hard as he could, it's cool now. Yeah. So I don't know.
And you hope he doesn't go, hey, I need to break his leg or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I think that was pretty much what he's trying today. But it's like, hopefully it's past us now. Like I'm just so over it, and like. It's not necessary.
I'm surprised with the DQ. What did the AMA tell you about it?
I don't know. Yeah. I was very. I didn't say anything to the AMA. I just went, got my bike, went back to the truck. I had 20 minutes to get ready for LCQ. Right. So, I don't know. I think, whatever. It is what it is, and move on from it. But there's a lot of bigger fish to fry than stupid things like that. So,
what's up with the Glendale layout? This week, last week, and then Glendale.
It's funny. I know. I've been thinking that every weekend. It's like the racing's quite good, though. I mean, if we're being realistic, I think the racing's pretty good because it's nothing's too gnarly. You can throw some. Everyone's doing the same stuff. I mean, what was it, 1 through 12 today?
14.
1 through 14, 1 second. Like it's close racing, so it's all about setting up your bike good and being strong and like. I don't know. Yeah, it's crazy. I kind of like the tracks. I think they're good racetracks, and they're throwing a few different things in. But, I think the guys are just trying to do different stuff, and I don't know.
I think it must be frustrating, though, if you're all behind somebody and there's six of you and you're all doing the same rhythm. Like, what can you do to get by?
Yeah, it's kind of like you got to throw aggressive passes. And, I mean, I did
couple. Ours did.
Yeah, there you go. Didn't work out for no one. But, Like, if anyone says you can't pass on that track, it's a lie because I came from last to seventh. So I think they're good racetracks. It's just, they're going with that layout right now. But I'm sure next week will be different.
I hope so. So Aaron's going to Florida? He says he's hoping that you teach him some intensity.
I don't know what he's talking about. He's got intensity. He's Aaron DeTripp. He's so funny. But, yeah, he's just learning the 450. It's a different animal. Yeah, it's a, you know, a lot heavier machine, and he's getting better and better. And, you know, things are going to start clicking for both of us, and we'll be right up there because I feel like our bike's really good. But, yeah, it'd be nice to have him in Florida. I've been a little lonely there for the last few weeks, just ride by myself. But, yeah, it'd be good to push each other and have some fun.
What's it like having him as a teammate where everything you ask him ends in a laugh or starts with a laugh?
Great. It's the best thing ever. I mean, he's a great teammate to have because he just keeps the atmosphere light. I've never thought I'd be the guy that was like mature and like I'm gonna have grandpa's gotta have the nap now and Aaron's just like but he does have a kid so he does have to be a grown-up but yeah he's awesome.
Cool, thank you.
Thanks.